destroy all of the downtown areas.
The executives at growingboulder.com meet to discuss how their new website for so-called silver surfers will look. Mark Middleton is the founder of this new internet site. He says it will be a social networking service similar to youth-oriented sites like MySpace and Facebook, but with content relevant to older users. He claims on average people over 50 spend more time online than any other demographic group, but so far have been ignored by online entrepreneurs.
The U.S. is just such a youth-worshipping culture, and I think Hollywood is probably to blame for that more than anything else. And there's just a dramatic revolutionary change underway right now. You know, it's no longer people fighting aging, it's embracing aging.
Online marketing trade publisher iMedia Connection says more than 43 million people aged 50 or older used the internet in 2005, up 21% from the previous year. Growing Boulder's founders say those users generally have more money to spend and show more loyalty to certain websites. They say less mobile seniors often use the internet to keep in touch.
It's a way to stay relevant.
The company's executive vice president is Bill Schaefer.
Think of what it can do for seniors. Think of how it can take people that are not feeling relevant anymore, that feel that they've lost their voice in society, and it gives them their voice back. It makes them relevant.
It also makes them relevant to advertisers. For example, drug companies, which now market many medications to older people, are spending more online. The pharmaceutical publication PharmaLive says more than 30% of the marketing budgets of such firms is dedicated to social networking. Growing Boulder describes itself more like a TV station than a website, offering video stories and interviews with celebrities over 50. But the number of so-called graying internet sites is growing. Boomertown, Multiply, Rezoom, and others are all looking for a share of the expanding seniors market. In Orlando, Florida, for VOA News, I'm Steve Mort.